Also, screen newcomer, actually rising star, Zach Gottsagen. Either Gottsagen or Gottsagen. Stars in this film. He plays Zach, who is a young man with Down syndrome who has been put in a retirement home because there is nowhere else for him to live. And he lives in a room with Bruce Dern. And he dreams of going to meet his wrestling hero. And Bruce Dern thinks that he should be out in the world, but he's being sort of, you know, essentially imprisoned. So he breaks out and he goes off, you know, not really knowing what he's in search of. He then meets up with this troubled local fisherman played by Shia LaBeouf, who is similarly on the run because his own life has fallen apart in its own way. They're both running away from something, but they're both also looking to, you know, for a quest. And the quest becomes that they will go, they will head off in search of the saltwater redneck, who is this wrestler who our central character Zach is desperate to meet. And as they do so, they develop a gruff, odd couple friendship. Here's a clip.
New rule is you can't slow me down. You understand? Put those on. So what I says go. I say jump, you say how high.
How high?
There it is. Rule number one, don't slow me down. Rule number two, I'm in charge, and you're going to carry your own weight.
You are in charge.
That's right.
Maybe we should. Maybe we should have our own secret handshake.
What kind of secret handshake? For what?
Bud, dude, friends.
Bud's dude's friends handshake?
All right, yeah.
Let's go, hurry up. All right, three of those, four of those. One of those. No worries.
So they begin this kind of Huckleberry Finn-like quest. In fact, that is very sort of specifically, the perspective of that is very specifically brought up. Meanwhile, Dakota Johnson is on their trail, attempting to find them, attempting to track them to find out what's happening. And they sort of form this weird couple and then trio who are heading towards finding a wrestler who he's seen videotapes of. I thought this was just brilliant. I mean, I really, really loved it. And there are a number of reasons. Firstly, Zach Gottsagen, who I hadn't seen before and who I believe was discovered by co-director and writer Tyler Nilsson at a camp for actors with disabilities, and he'd seen him and thought he was just brilliant and had written the role specifically for him. Very much like Stephen Brannan in the lead of My Feral Heart, which he absolutely carries, which is such a brilliant performance. He's great. I mean, he's got real charisma and screen presence. He's got a fantastic sense of comic timing. He's got that wonderful thing about the mixture of pathos and strength, and you absolutely buy the character and buy the situation. You completely buy into it. Then Shia LaBeouf, who in the past I've been snotty about, is great. Mm. And I apologised to my son the other day. I just said, you know, you're right. I'm wrong. Shia LaBeouf is really, really
good. Your son was always a fan.
He always thought that he was better than, I mean, even when he thought he was in movies that weren't any good, because he'd seen him in some television thing ages and ages ago and said he's good, you know. But then both my children think I don't know what I'm talking about, which is perfectly fine.
That's the
He
job,
is
kind of.
Great in it. He is really good. He puts real heart and soul into the character. You believe the pain and the weight and the friendship. The film has absolutely, completely believable charm. It's you can feel the swampy setting. I mean, I love a film in which you know where you are. You can feel the location. You can feel this is sort of swamplands and coastal, and a lot of it's like that thing between shore and water. And
so, where's it set again?
So it's in. Are they called the North Swamps? I think is what they're called.
Right.
And it's really, really sort of it's got that. You can smell the atmosphere. And then it's got this lovely story, which goes on the one hand between being Outer Banks. That's what it is. Outer Banks of North Carolina. That's the location. Outer Banks of North Carolina, not like they are swamps. And it's got that thing that on the one hand, it's really realistic and down to earth and has a kind of verite grit. But on the other hand, it has a fairy tale, fantastical wish fulfillment sort of air to it. What are you laughing at?
Sorry, I was just thinking about Gerard Butler's rebuttal and all the, yeah, the returns to form.
What are you going to call Shia LaBeouf?
The re-LaBeouf.
The re-LaBeouf, that's very good.
Just Timons, there we go.
That's very good, but you shouldn't have thought that whilst I was telling
I'm
you.
I'm so sorry, but he made me laugh.
Yeah, I know, fine.
And I was properly listening before that.
Okay, fine. So anyway, so here's the thing. So it has feet on the ground, head in the air. It's a story which is based in reality, but is also to do with, you know, flights of fancy. It has two really great performances. I said, Zach, either Gottsagen or Gottsagen, I'm really sorry about my pronunciations.
I think we'll all know it soon.
I think we will too. Mm. I thought it was just lovely.